I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Governor Bobby Jindal has issued an executive order saying teachers can complain about Louisiana's use of the Common Core education standards. The Republican governor, an opponent of Common Core, says that he put the order out on Wednesday after teachers said their criticisms of the standards on social media and in public were stifled by school administrators. The complaints were reported by the Town Talk newspaper in Alexandria. Jindal's order says school administrators are not allowed under state law to deny a teacher's constitutional freedom of speech. The Common Core standards are math and English benchmarks adopted by more than 40 states. Jindal accuses the Obama administration of using Common Core to try to control local education curriculum. But lawmakers and the state education board refused to strip the standards from Louisiana classrooms. The state's Senate battle is being recognized for its bitter campaign messages. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has more on the advertising feud between Senator Mary Landrieu and Representative Bill Cassidy.
According to analysis by the Wesleyan Media Project, the U.S. Senate race in Louisiana is the most negative campaign in the country. The Wall Street Journal found that no ads run by Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu and Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy over a two-week period were positive. Erica Franklin Fowler is the co-director on the Wesleyan Media Project.
100% of the ads in Louisiana are either what we would define as contrast, meaning they contain some comparison between the two candidates, or purely negative, in which case it's solely going after the opposing candidate.
Fowler says since this race could go a long way in determining which party would control the U.S. Senate, it's not a surprise that Landrieu and Cassidy are going the negative route. She says for the most part, negative ads contain more concrete material than positive ads.
So if you think of your classic positive ad, it tends to feature a lot of flags, perhaps a lot of puppies and a lot of families, but that doesn't give you a lot of substantive information to draw upon in order to make a vote choice.
Fowler says campaigns across the country this year are more negative than they were in 2012 or 2010. But she says in Louisiana, Landrieu and Cassidy have both opted against upbeat scenes and messages in their commercials. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency has reclassified hydrocodone-based drugs such as Lortab and Vicodin into a new, more restrictive category. Louisiana Radio Network's Eric Gill has more on the new regulations.
LSU Health's Emergency Medicine Chairman Dr. Tom Arnold says those drugs will now be harder to obtain through your pharmacy.
The federal government is trying to rein in an epidemic of prescription drug abuse.
He says the U.S. uses 99% of the world's hydrocodone. Under the new rules, doctors will only be able to prescribe a 30-day supply with no automatic refills. You will also not be able to call a prescription into the pharmacy. As with anything, there are unintended consequences. Arnold says as these drugs are becoming harder to obtain, there's been an uptick in heroin use across the nation.
We've seen this in Louisiana.
Eric Gill reporting.
No one was hurt when a World War II era plane wrecked on the runway at the Baton Rouge Regional Airport. Airport spokesman Jim Caldwell says the plane nosed over on the runway Wednesday when it was landing, flipping onto its front. He says that just one person, the pilot, was on board at the time and was not hurt. He says the traffic at the airport was not affected by the incident. Vintage aircraft enthusiasts on hand with the plane wrecked say that the German fighter was worth an estimated $2 million. The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies today with a high in the upper 80s.